student reported that to the administration, and the administration immediately began, you know, investigating. And so not only did they begin investigating, they also called all the parents, and this was after school yesterday. So they began calling all the parents who of names of students that were involved, and we really don't believe that there was any kind of threat with the piece of paper that said hit list, but unfortunately we live in a day and time in which, you know, you can't, you know, take any of those chances. So we followed through all of our protocols, and then this morning we made sure that there was extra presence there, and making sure that parents felt secure in dropping their kids off at school.
I had many parents comment to me this morning. They were happy to see the police presence, but it also freaked them out tremendously at the same time.
And, you know, everything's, you know, it's all about a balance. And so there's, number one, we cannot take any chances when it comes to school safety. And so while we do not feel like that there was any threat, and of course we don't feel like that there was any threat there this morning, we also believe that making sure that we're prepared, I'd rather err on that side of caution than any other.
Per the statement you released last night, law enforcement is involved in actively investigating.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, law enforcement, we have SROs at every one of our schools, and with any incident of this matter, it's immediately referred, you know, to law enforcement. So they were there, and of course, you know, I don't, you know, the school district has their policies and protocols, and we apply, you know, the information that we have, and then also, you know, the law enforcement, they have their entire side of it too.
Dr. Long, you're a parent. You probably dropped a little one off at school this morning as well, just like the rest of us. What message do you have for parents this morning?
Just, you know, keep the lines of communication there. Continue with the support. And know that if, and so know that in situations like this, if your child's specifically involved, we will communicate with you. We did yesterday. But, of course, everybody, you know, still has that, you know, idea in the back of their mind to say, okay, is my child at harm? And so we really do not feel like that's the case. But at the same time, we live in a day and an age in which you cannot take, you know, anything for granted, and you know, truthfully, you can't over-respond to situations such as this.
There was some concern last night that not all students were communicated with, only the ones that are on the list, and it took a little while for the school district to reach out to parents.
Yeah, and that also is always a balance because, number one, we informed anybody that we felt like, we immediately informed anybody that we felt like was involved. But at the same time, you know, do you alert, you know, the entire public on something that, one, we, you know, there really was no direct threat made. There was no plan. There was no, you know, specifics around anything other than, you know, a piece of paper. And so we didn't feel like that existed, but also we knew at the same time that the number of phone calls that we did have to make, you know, would result in, you know, parents, you know, being concerned and creating, rightfully so, a sense of, you know, panic.
Dr. Long, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.